The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, with everyone practicing social distancing, life can get pretty lonely. That's why we're giving away a 30-day free trial to Gas Digital Network's premium service. Gas Digital features some of the most cutting-edge and hilarious podcasts on the planet, with 22 shows and over 8,000 hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else. Subscribers get early access, new episodes that are both uncensored and ad-free, plus you get every single episode we've ever done on demand in HD. Sign up now and get 30 days of Gas Digital's premium service for free with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30 at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Once again, that's promo code TOPICS30 at GasDigitalNetwork.com for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
And welcome to another episode of Bruh Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody?
We're doing episode 2 of the Quarantine Cast.
Fuck yeah. Episode 1 of the Quarantine Cast is on the bonus section of Gas Digital if you missed it. So go get yourself a subscription.
Or a prescription.
Honestly, get yourself a prescription first because this is like tough times we're living in. But also... get yourself a subscription to GasDigitalNetwork.com with promo code TOPIX30, TOPICS30, and you're going to get a full month for free.
What? True that.
What?
True that. Who doesn't need a full month for free right now? What else you got to do?
What? Like, Kim, how are you doing? What's going on in your life?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm very, 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 very happy about my choice of coming home.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I couldn't imagine being in my apartment any longer in New York.
Well, you also had no stove, right?
I had no stove. I had a stove. I had no gas. I couldn't get the gas company to turn my gas on. Everything was shut off. I didn't have a doorbell. I kept missing deliveries, and I had just moved into an empty apartment, and I couldn't get the deliveries, and I'd have to chase down Amazon and call all these places and go to USPS. It was a fucking nightmare.
I don't get why, like, liquor stores are open and the gas company is closed.
I know. It's really crazy. So then I came here to Florida, and honestly, it's been great. Yesterday we went out on the boat. There was not a soul out on the river. So it was just the five of us on a boat all day. And we just went out and, like, played volleyball on an island. And we played in the water, and then today we woke up and we all went swimming in the pool and smoked weed and drank alcohol, and I'm still in my bathing suit. And in exactly 57 minutes, I will be back out there in the pool again. So yeah, I'm glad I left.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because a lot of people are really bored in their quarantine.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad because you're doing better than everyone else.
You know, the usual. That's my life motto.
That's my mantra, baby. Don't feel bad because you're doing better than everyone else.
Don't feel bad because you're the queen of it all. Really?
Oh, fuck. We got to talk about Tiger King, sister.
Wait, first of all, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm
fine. Besides, obviously, very into Tiger King.
I'm fine, I guess. I've been really, like, in the same position for 7 days now, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay, good. That's good. You should make sure you move.
A little bit.
Come swimming with me. Fly down. Fuck it.
Fuck it. I'll hop a flight tonight.
You should have left your parents and just came with me.
I mean, there are so many cases in New York now and, like, tons of people dying. Like, it's starting to get to the point where, like, I'm seeing on Facebook people posting, like, my cousin is dying, my grandmother's dying. Like, this and, like a few weeks ago, it felt so distant and far away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's so different.
It's wild. I had a Gas Digital fucking web party last night.
How was that?
It was fine. We played Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
On like an online, it was just everybody sitting in their houses talking to each other, playing an online game together. It was really sad.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's crazy what, I'm in like a poker group chat, and they did one like a virtual poker last night, which is pretty fun. Everyone paid on Venmo, and like you really won, so it's like a real tournament.
That does sound like fun.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, dude, everyone's been at their houses doing nothing, watching hella Netflix. I got into a show. I got you into a show. And now we have to talk about it because we've been holding this back for quite some time now.
It feels like the whole world is into this show right now. Like, I'm so excited. I don't ever want to talk about anything again other than Tiger King.
And that's what we're talking about, you guys, Tiger King. I hope you watch. We put out a tweet. We told you to watch Tiger King because we have to talk about it this episode. It is one of the most thrilling documentaries I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's 7 episodes long and
it takes place in Florida.
And it's like, yeah, it's like the first episode feels bananas crazy. And the way that it expands on the crazy during every single episode.
You can't believe you got so far into the crazy.
I can't believe that in pretty much modern times. I mean, all this shit went down just a few years ago.
Yeah.
In modern times, this is happening in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Amazes me.
Yeah. Well, let's tell the people what it's about.
Okay. So, Joe Exotic, he's our main character.
Mm-hmm.
And what a character he is. Okay.
True.
I wrote down in episode 1 that he has 227 big cats. So, like, lions, tigers, ligers.
So this is a guy who owns his own basically homemade zoo.
It's exactly like it's a zoo that he like started. It seems like he would have started it in his backyard and then just kind of kept buying acres to expand it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now he has 227,
bro.
Big cats. This one, he's a meth head, a gay meth head. And he owns 227 wild cats. Huge cats. All kinds of cats. Tigers, lions, all of it. Was it lions? Was there a lion there?
There were lions. There were ligers. He's like breeding them and selling them and stuff.
There he is. There's Joe Exotic himself.
Well, I mean, a point that I want to make, like all these people breeding these baby tigers and selling them off. Mm-hmm. In episode 2, it comes out that Joe Exotic was charging $2,000 per tiger cub. And I just don't think that's enough.
No, that's such a cheap price for a tiger cub. My sister got a Rottweiler for half that.
My dog literally cost half that, my childhood dog.
Yes, literally. Like, it should cost more than 2 Rottweilers. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a problem that I could right now afford the initial cost of a baby tiger. Like, maybe
I'll buy a tiger for quarantine and then let it go in a month.
Maybe I'll be in trouble a few weeks down the line when it gets really hungry, but like I could afford that initial cost. And that right there is a giant problem.
Yeah. I kind of want to buy a tiger now. I think go halves.
Go halvesies. Like who gets more time with it? What happens if like we have a fight?
3 months, you get 3 months. We'll switch and then we'll get 6 months each. We'll go back and forth.
Then we fucking euthanize it when it gets too big.
Yeah, and then when it's too big, we kill the damn thing. Because that's what they do in the documentaries.
That's what they're doing. These people all call themselves animal rights activists. And motherfuckers are literally just profiting off this shit and killing these poor sweet baby tigers.
So yeah, we have Joe Exotic. He's the main character and he is the owner. And so as you get to know him, he's this wild guy. He loves attention. He loves doing a show. He's like, he's charging people from the state to come in and like to pose pictures. And he makes the money by like, it's a zoo. He makes the money off admissions and merch. He has merch. He sells merch. It's incredible. He sells underwear. He's like, and
he sells cubs as well. Another big way of making money for him.
Yes. Definitely.
To who the fuck ever could afford it. Honestly.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And, And what was the woman's name? Carol?
Carol Baskin, baby girl.
Carol Baskin. He always mentions, and he also has his own like podcasts and shit. And always in his podcast, he always talks about his enemy, Carol Baskin. And Carol Baskin, as you can see behind Alex, is this older like hippie chick lady who her whole life's purpose is to save big cats. That's what she says. She works at like a big cat sanctuary. Like she has basically what Joe Exotic has, but she's rescued these cats from places like him. So he's like, Carol Baskin ruined my life. Carol Baskin tried to get my career. And then he starts talking about how he's going to hire someone to kill Carol Baskin. And you start being like, whoa, this guy's really fucked up. This fucking innocent, sweet, cat-loving lady, all she wants to do, the only thing in the world she wants to do,
is help the cats, man.
Is help the cats.
That's what it feels like, right?
That's what it feels like, but no. Netflix isn't going to put out a simpleton thing like that.
Well, let me interrupt for a moment about Carol Baskin. A few things like this bitch, I've never seen a person so obsessed with another person as Joe Exotic is with Carol Baskin.
He's obsessed with her.
He's fucking like, she's the last thing that he thinks about before he goes to bed every single night is like taking her down.
It's like your first enemy in middle school.
Yes. Oh my God.
Feel better.
Yeah. Except it's forever. He just feels that way forever. Mm-hmm. And he's got a plan and they're all half baked plans. He's got like 10 plans to take her down and they're all half baked.
Mm-hmm.
But like on her side, I'll give Carol some credit where credit is due. Okay.
As she deserves. Yes.
Carol might not be the best person, but she's playing the game right. Like she's winning so hard.
Yes.
She's world smarter than him. She's probably like 3 times more intelligent as him, even if that doesn't mean much.
It doesn't mean much.
No. No, it doesn't. I don't even, I honestly, there's
you
so
know
much-
what she looks like in this picture? She looks like, you know how like, in life, you expect things to be like amazing and they never just meet up to your expectations. It looks like when you die and go to heaven, that's like the disappointing angel you see. Doesn't it feel like that? Like she would just be there and you're like, you? This is it?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's like, I want my angel with a BMI of. Just kidding.
My angel's wearing makeup, but she just does not look natural.
So, yeah, this bitch, Carol Baskin, she's insane. Joe Exotic's insane. He wants to take down Carol Baskin. And then what, how do, am I going too far? I don't want to go too far.
I don't even know like where to throw things in. Like I want to add some like elements of how they run their businesses. Like there's a third big cat guy whose name is Doc. And he's like a straight version of Joe Exotic, but possibly a little bit more evil.
Yes, because he's smart.
Yes. So you could picture all three of these people as cult leaders who are like running their own cults in their own way.
And they all are illegally obtaining these cats and all shouldn't be.
Yes.
They all have their reasons for why they're righteous and right. And they all shouldn't have it. And let me tell you, the people that work for them are loyal. Remember the bitch with the arm?
I was just going to say, they're all really wildly abusing their employees. Like
wildly abusing them.
Wildly.
Joe Exotic had an employee who got her arm ripped off. This bitch ripped off by a tiger. No arm, completely ripped off. And she was like, and then 3 days later, when they stitched it up, I was back to work again.
I didn't want nobody to think nothing bad about the Tigers.
Yes, this bitch is loyal. They get loyal. Bitch is more loyal than I've ever seen.
Not only that, the people, like, these employees working for Joe Exotic were making, like, $160 a week, which is actually fantastic compared to the $100 a week that Doc's employees were taking home. And Doc's employees were completely comprised of women who he met when they were around 17 years old. Like,
oh, yes.
Like wayward girls, basically.
Oh, yeah. Doc was a pedophile. How could I forget? Every single girl. So Doc, his cat place is like, he was like the leader and he had all these sexy women that would like wrangle the tigers. He's like, basically, I found them all when they were teens. And they're just these women that have been there since they were teen girls who are catresses now.
Yes, Doc is literally legally married to five of them, and none of them have obtained to their original names because he gave them new names when he married them.
You could tell he makes them work out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They compete with each other. They were acting like it's all okay, like they're friends with each other, but you know they're always competing to be
competing. They want to be the main cat bitch.
They want to be his little kitty.
Yes, they want to be his kitty. So, yeah, Doc has women that he's R. Kelly'd women into his cat place. Joe Exotic, his employees are all meth heads or like criminals, like past criminals that have records and like have nowhere to go. So they'll like get paid $160 a week. And they also, the employees are paid so little that they literally eat expired meat that gets delivered to the tigers.
Yes, that's another thing. Okay, none of these people actually have the money that it requires to feed their tigers. So they have their employees go dumpster diving, basically.
Yes, and the employees also, that's the employee meal as well.
Right, and there was actually... also a scene where you find out that like Joe Exotic like opened a restaurant on his like in his zoo or whatever, and you find out that they're using the expired meat in the restaurant
as well.
Yes. Which fucked me up because it's like, okay, now I can never trust any private business in the middle of nowhere that claims to be the best at what they do to not be fucking feeding me expired meat.
Yeah. Anyone could just be giving you any meat.
I mean, you would think a zoo that has 227 cats. Before I saw this documentary, I think to myself, like, oh, okay, they are obviously like totally above board. They're able to have that many cats. Like, they must be doing everything by the books. They must be fucking.
How can you? Oh, the science doesn't make it sense, Alex.
Dude, white trash owning 200 tigers? Like, I can't believe this is America.
That's a perfect definition of America.
Tigers and meth and dick?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So Joe Exotic, he's got his meth workers. We got to get into his love life.
We do. We really do. Because honestly, one of the developments of his love life was my absolute favorite thing in the entire documentary. So.
Okay. So Joe Exotic, well, first he's got the guy on the right who, what's his name?
Oh gosh. So the one with like
the camo,
the better hair, let's say.
No, not him yet. He's a newbie. We're gonna go with the old. This is the original baby boy.
I don't remember OG baby boy's name, but the other one's name I think is Travis.
Of course, we all remember Travis because he was hot.
Travis was a fucking. Honestly, what happened to Travis?
Meth head smoke show.
What happened to Travis is devastating.
He was and honestly deserved. I've never seen a death where I was like, no, yeah, that was for you, dude.
I've never felt worse for anybody on planet Earth than I felt for Travis's mother when Joe Exotic.
Oh, wait, we're going too far.
We're going way too far.
Okay. We're taking it too far. We're getting too excited about the whole damn thing. Okay, so this is Joe Exotic in the middle. And the first guy to his left, our right, is his first boyfriend slash husband, who was also a teenage boy when he came into the farm and eventually just started doing meth with Joe. And then they got married and they're lovers, right? His first mm-hmm. husband.
I never knew until this documentary that meth makes you gay, which is awesome. It's cool.
Meth makes you gay. So then Travis, when he was an 18, 19 year old sexy young lad, he came by the ranch and he started working by the ranch. And Joe
laid eyes on him and he was like, you are my next baby, honey.
Joe laid eyes on him and Joe said that he asked him, are you straight? And Travis said, yes, I am. And he goes, when you're watching porn, do you watch it with the guy? Do you look at the guys? And he's like, yeah, sometimes, obviously I look at, or he goes, do you look at the guys with the big penises or the small penises? And Travis said, I look at the guys with the small penises. And Joe said, well, he said ain't big. Straight.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, of course I go for the big penises. And he was like, well, does that sound straight to you?
And then like, ever since then, lovers.
Fast forward a month later and they're fucking boofing each other.
They're banging it out hardcore. So yes. So this scene.
It's like, what year was gay marriage legalized in the US? It was like
2019.
I don't think so.
In my heart.
I feel like it was like 2015 or some shit like that.
Okay.
I didn't know that a three-way marriage was legal at all, let alone a three-way gay marriage.
Yeah. And so this is their three-way gay marriage because Joe Exotic told his new boyfriend, we're going to bring Travis in. And the new boyfriend was like, sure.
And also, isn't it rude to marry both of your husbands on the same day?
Shouldn't yes, you marry- because the first one was with them for so long and then Travis just comes in and suddenly they're all getting married. Also, I'm just having the realization that Joe Exotic looks a lot like my father.
Oh my gosh, he does.
A lot like my dad. I don't even know. Honestly, it's a travesty.
Travis, yeah. Well, oh my gosh, Travis's death is the real travesty. Can we guys be talking about that?
I want to see if I can. Can I email?
Yeah, what do you want to email?
Just a screenshot of my dad to
Francis. Send it to me. Send it to me. Not a problem.
Oh God, hold on. I got it. I'm email you or text it to you?
Email it to me if you can.
Okay. You guys, I'm sorry, but it's true. I don't know what else to say. My dad is Joe Exotic. Oh, fuck me.
Wait, can we talk just a little more while we're getting that picture of your dad up about like yeah. Joe Exotic's like personality, because he's like, he dabbles in magic. He dabbles yeah. in music and country music.
Oh, the music videos.
The music videos.
He does beautiful videos.
I'm not going to have a screenshot from one of the music videos.
But the songs are not bad.
No, I literally, when I was video chatting with Harrington last night, we were talking about this and he goes, I'm not going to lie, I saw a tiger kind of slaps.
Do you want to hear one of his songs?
Because I saw a tiger.
Oh, this weird. I thought he was going to be on Spotify, but I guess he's not.
Oh, shock. He's not on Spotify.
I put it up and it was just an interview, but he should be on Spotify.
Yeah, that's upsetting. I mean, also the guy hired this this producer to like follow him around and help him with a web show and whatever. And over the course of like a few years, this producer was like running a mini Gas Digital Network out of like the alligator house at his zoo.
It was a literal like moat.
Yeah. Gosh. Hold on, I'm getting this picture of Kim's dad up.
This is Joe Exotic, my first no love. One to call. No one to hope. I mean, that's Joe Exotic. Is that man not Joe Exotic?
Really
well?
Similar. They're really similar, Kim.
Do you not see him owning tiger cats?
It's funny to have me sitting here with your dad, like,
can
intimately.
You kiss
like
my
this.
Father, Alex. No! Don't! Don't! No! Oh my God. I should show my mom that.
I could not do that. That was so much fun.
Yeah, that is sick.
Can I put my arm around him? Will my arm disappear? That'd be great. Hold on. I can't do it.
Wow.
That was fun.
Body! Come here.
Are you not quarantining from your mom anymore?
No, I quarantined for like 9 days and then I went to the hospital and I asked him since I didn't fly, I drove here, if I had to start my quarantine over, and they were like, no, just keep it going.
And great.
Like, yeah, you'll be fine. So I hit 14 days yesterday.
That's great, sister. Oh my gosh. There's just so much to cover in this documentary. I don't even know what to say. All right. So wait, the music and the magic, which the magic thing, I don't want to say this out loud, but like it bothers me because it keeps making me think of Lewis and like extravagant people be extravagant and loving magic and shit.
Yeah. People that love attention love being magicians.
It's wild.
I don't hate doing magic in front of people as well.
Sleight of hand, a little sleight of hand.
I love a little sleight of hand. I'm sorry. You know, I hate to say it, but Lewis would get me with those tricks. I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
How did you do that? Oh my God.
How did you do that?
Oh God, that's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, far beyond that, I mean, shall we talk about the, so Carol Baskin and Carol Baskin and Joe get into
one of those crazy people red strings things where it's like Carol Baskin, big tigers, meth, gay sex. Gay sex goes here, the tiger goes here, Kim's dad, I don't know.
I kissed him.
I love that my dad's just your background.
Yeah, he's just my background now. but yeah, no, these fucking people, so Carol, what I mean by Carol's playing the game, right, is like, so Joe comes at her for like feeding live rabbits to her tigers. And yeah, like, I don't, once again, I don't mean to keep coming to her defense, but it's like, I don't see anything wrong with feeding live rabbits to a tiger. Isn't that kind of the natural order of things?
Yes.
But anyway, he comes at her on the internet for that. And she responds by somehow like getting her lawyer involved and suing him and seizing all of his assets. Like,
she's a bad bitch.
Like, he owes her so much money that he doesn't have that she could literally come in and take his furniture if she wants to.
Yes.
Which I love.
Not only that, before that, he filled her mailbox with snakes.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
yeah.
So
they had this rivalry.
Right. So this giant rivalry is going on. And
meanwhile Doc is fucking abusing and using his girls.
Right. But over the course of like a few years, Joe Exotic is working on this documentary series about himself. Not a documentary series, like a reality show series about himself. And there's like all of this footage. Yes. And he becomes extremely nervous that if any of that footage gets out, that Carol is going to have shit on him in terms of him trying to put a hit out on her, which he attempted.
Yes.
It was never confirmed that it was him, but I think everybody who's seen the documentary can agree that he burned down the TV studio.
I don't know who it was, but he did leave a tiger fur.
He burns down the entire TV studio with all of the footage, along with his 11 alligators.
That's really fucked up.
But it's okay, though, because he's like an animal rights activist, so I'm sure he has a good sense of when it's okay to kill 11 alligators for no reason.
He better have at least made boots, but... Yeah, he killed a bunch of alligators.
Said there was no remains.
He charred them.
Just alligator bones left over.
Yeah. Oh, and then during all of this, Travis,
baby boy.
Baby boy Travis, we'll tell you how he died, because obviously he died, because we've been hinting at it by saying RIP. He died.
He died really true. It was a travesty, bro. I can't stop saying that. What a travesty.
So what he did, he died the most redneck way you could ever die. It's like a sketch from a movie. Is he was in the warehouse hanging out. And by the way, the whole everywhere at Joe Exotic's place has cameras, so you can get camera angles from like everywhere. He is at the warehouse hanging out with Joe Exotic's publicist, who is just sitting in an office chair. You can only see in this camera footage the publicist talking to Travis. You can't see Travis. You just see
this poor bastard.
This poor bastard sitting in an office chair just talking to someone who was Travis.
We skipped ahead by so much, but this publicist happens to also be the guy who ran Joe Exotic's campaign for president.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Joe Exotic wanted to be president at one point, and this guy was trying to help him and also became sort of his publicist in the time being.
This guy started off so normal at the top of the documentary.
Now he's sucking dick and doing meth.
As shit goes on, his life falls apart, bro.
It's bad. So This poor guy is just talking to Travis. Travis comes in. Travis pulls out a gun they have and points it at the dude. And the dude jumps and he's like, dude, don't. I already told you. I don't. It makes me uncomfortable when you point a gun at me.
Please don't point the gun at me, man. Like, I, you know, I'm here at work. I'm an employee of this company and I just don't feel like it's reasonable request.
Right. And that's what he said. And Travis was like, man, this is the old gun we always keep around.
Well, man.
He goes, this thing ain't loaded, puts it to his head to prove it, and fucking blows his head open on camera. That's just how he died.
Yep.
Doing the most redneck thing, like, this thing's never loaded, and then just pulling the trigger to his head.
And they had security footage. They had security footage in the room. You're just watching the poor publicist react to literally watching his boss's husband blow his own brains out by complete accident.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and say that, like, now this is going to be controversial, but I think that people who suicide themselves who meant to do it, it's like a lot less sad than somebody who suicides themselves by total accident.
Oh. You know? Absolutely.
It's like, dude, he knew what he was doing. He killed himself. It's okay.
Yeah.
But this guy had a low IQ.
Literally was proving that he wasn't killing himself and killed himself.
He's like, nah, man, I'd never do that. I love
Jesus Christ.
I never felt so much joy in my life as I have in the last few months. I'm just looking forward to the future. I'll prove it to you, motherfucker. I ain't gonna do shit.
And then he died. And Alex, you were right. One of the saddest parts of this documentary is watching this guy who everybody else in the documentary said, by the way, 100% not gay, just addicted to meth. And Joe Exotic got him all the meth and trucks and toys he wanted.
My favorite note that I took in this entire, over the course of this entire documentary was all caps, neither husband was gay.
No, neither husband was gay. They're both straight guys.
Not only was Travis straight, but the other husband was also a straight guy who got duped into a three-way gay wedding.
Yep. Yep. And then Travis's poor family at his funeral, Joe Exotic made it all about himself. He performed a song. The song was tasteless, bro.
The song was tasteless.
Also in the memoriam speech,
the eulogy.
The eulogy, Joe Exotic was being like, Travis, he always loved to grab my balls. Like, he was saying the gayest shit about Travis.
Specifically, he's like, well, if you're one of his friends right here in this here room, it sure as shit, you've seen his balls a couple times. That boy loved dangling his balls all over the place, left and right. Sometimes I'd be having a bad day, and he'd come over and just put his balls right on my face.
Yes, that's exactly. And his mom's like trying to be sad, grieving. It was horrible.
The boy's mother is trying to bury her 19-year-old straight son who mysteriously married this
gay meth head tiger owner.
I can't imagine losing your son more than that. Like, that's fully
already died before the accident, to be honest.
Nobody has ever lost a son the way that Travis's mother did. I don't know what to say.
Oh, man. Poor woman.
The poor woman. Gratefully, the other husband fucking left Joe, married a woman. He seems pretty happy now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not good for her, but good for him.
We're missing a couple characters here. There is an employee of Joe Exotic who has no legs.
Oh, yes.
But it's not because of a tiger. It's just because he's a fucking stupid redneck and he got into an accident while he was fucking ziplining.
I mean, the people are insane.
He also said that he tried to keep his legs, but it was mostly just bone. Like, he lost his feet, basically. And he was like, yeah, I was just walking on bone for about 6 months till the doctor said that I couldn't keep them anymore.
How about the girl with the arm? She was like, well, I had a choice of doing like a year and a half worth of surgeries or losing my arm. So I was like, just take the arm. I was like, what, bitch? A year and a half to have two arms forever?
I'm going to say I would do up to 5 years of surgery and physical therapy to keep a limb.
Me too.
Absolutely. 5 years goes by in a flash.
God, 5 years ago? That was like yesterday.
My arm would have done grown back by now already.
Oh, fuck. These people are insane. No, we haven't even gotten into the Carole Baskin thing.
No, we haven't. But also, one more thing about the legless guy. He is really pumped about his, like, prosthetic legs, which, upon talking about this with the Gas Digital crew last night, Becky referred to them as, she's like, you know, the guy with the Ed Hardy legs.
We're Ed Hardy.
I was like, that's exactly
Ed Hardy legs.
That's exactly what he is. They are Ed Hardy legs.
Old I think Ed Hardy leg.
I think I have him in here. He's got like Ed Hardy legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at him.
It's really great.
So yeah.
So back to Carole.
So Carole Baskin. So there's a twist on Carole Baskins, everyone. Carole Baskins is not the innocent cat saver we thought she was. Carole Baskins apparently married a multimillionaire who suddenly, after being married to him for a few years, he decided he was going to divorce her. And a week later, he disappeared. Didn't take any money with him, just completely disappeared off the face of the planet. And speculation / 100% fact is Carole Baskin murdered her husband and fed him to tigers.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense because, like, he was funding her whole cat rescue thing. So, like, she literally could not afford to live her life without him. She couldn't afford to keep the cats and, like, the whole thing that she built. Like, she needed him dead to move on, which also, I get.
Her story of how she met him was hilarious because she was like, I was just walking down the street crying after fighting with my boyfriend. And she was like, I was just walking the streets at night. And when they showed the street she was walking on, it's a street in Tampa known for hookers. She was hooking.
I didn't realize that.
For sure.
That's ex-hooker energy right there, though. Look at that face.
I know. So, yeah, she killed her husband.
Yeah, she fed him to the tigers, they think.
She did. You could tell when she talks about it, she laughs. She's like, it's like one of those creepy interviews where people like laugh too often and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, no, it's awful.
Anyways, the whole thing's good. And honestly, we may have ruined a lot for you, but it's still, just watch it. It'll shock you.
No, it'll shock you through and through. Like the fact that you could just be, I mean, this is a total side note, but if you're hot enough and you're in Vegas with your friends, you could just get invited back to somebody's fucking suite to pet their tiger cubs.
Yes.
That other guy, the Jeff, what's his face?
Yes.
Him and his girlfriend were just like starting threesomes up by
with tiger cubs.
This motherfucker.
Tiger cub threesomes.
I mean, this guy is
he's not bad.
He's
out of all of them, I'd fuck him.
Out of all of them, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you right now, Kim. And I don't know why. But out of all of them, I think I'd fuck Doc, and I hate to say it out loud. I hate that it's true. I don't enjoy that it's a true fact. No, but
I get that. Doc's low-key like a daddy.
It's not anything like that I like about his face at all. It's just that, honestly, I had forgotten about all of the horrible, horrible, horrible things that he did in this documentary until I was talking to everybody about it last night and they pointed out what a bad guy he was. And I realized that I would have been one of those 17-year-old girls who stayed mm-hmm. with him because I didn't even realize that he was a bad guy.
I mean, you're quite literally, Lewis is doing that to you now.
Really upsetting the number of parallels.
I'm watching it develop. You and Lewis will be married and Shannon as well in fucking the next 6 years.
I'm going to have to three-way marry Shannon.
I wonder which one of you is going to blow your head off first.
Oh shit. The parallels that I've drawn to some Gas Digital things are really fun. I enjoy it. It doesn't bother me in the slightest because I love my job and I would show up next week no matter what.
Francis said Doc looks like a bizarro Mark McGrath.
Who's Mark McGrath?
Isn't he a country singer?
I saw a tiger.
But I did not shoot the deputy. Oh, Sugar Ray. Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's full post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for a weekend or a one night stand
with tigers.
didn't understand.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know the words to it, but I know the song.
Yeah, that's it.
I've had the Drake and Josh theme song stuck in my head for days.
I don't even know the Drake and
Josh. It's gonna take some time to realize. But if you look inside, I'm sure you'll find. It's gonna find on a final. I've told you I'll always be picking you up when you're down. Oh. So just turn around.
Yeah. You know, so Florida, our neighbor is like really good friends with my parents, and he got mad at my mom because she told him that we're locking down the house.
So that they can't come over? Is that the issue?
Yeah, because he has his mom coming into town now too. And she's like, yeah, now we're locking. She's like, I didn't care when it was just him over there and he wasn't leaving the house. She's like, but now he's having his mom in town. She's like, I don't want them both to come over. And he got annoyed. Isn't that so crazy? Like people are, this is not the first situation I've heard like on Facebook and stuff where people are getting in like fights because they're like, hey, we can't hang out or you can't come over. And people are like legitimately offended.
You're like, you're a fucking bitch. You don't want to hang out with me suddenly? Like,
yeah. Like he wrote back, okay, cool. Have fun. I was like,
yeah, we're having so much fun here in quarantine, man.
Oh, we were. We actually live. the truth is, our yard is pretty fun, and he could probably hear it all. He ain't got shit over there.
Oh, that reminds me of when I was a kid. Literally in my old childhood bedroom right now, we like made it into a sitting room, but right out this window over here, I used to just be able to hear the kids in the next backyard having a pool party like all night long while I was trying to go to bed in the summer. They had like five siblings, sort of, but like there were like five kids there and none of them were in my year. We all went to the same school, but none of them were in my year. So I'd get invited over every now and again, but not like...
You weren't a regular.
I wasn't there for like the parties that other people were at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like the neighborhood kid for when they were bored and didn't have anyone else.
Yeah. I feel you. Damn. So sad. Well, that's what we're doing to him.
I feel for your neighbor, man. I get it.
Yes, that is. And yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand people who are still not taking this seriously. Like, I'll give you a break if 2 weeks ago you were still kind of out at bars and not getting it.
But yeah. But now, honestly, we went to Walmart to get groceries today, and it was like an airport. It was completely packed, nobody wearing masks, nobody wearing gloves, everyone talking. I saw a girl from my school. She ran up to go give me a hug, and I was like, don't hug me.
No.
I was like, what's wrong?
We haven't hugged in 7 years. I don't need your hug today.
We haven't hugged in 17 years, bitch.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Stay away from me. I told you went to the worst state in terms of who's taking it seriously.
I mean, we have been just by the pool drinking a lot, so.
Yeah, we're ordering groceries to our house. I don't want my parents going out anymore. People are, like, fucking dying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's scary.
I know.
Can I ask our audience a favor real quick?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know if, like, you're supposed to say this or whatever, but, like, the guy who stole my Twitter account last week, I just want him to be bothered.
Okay, can I tell you what I did?
What?
I tweeted at him today, and I was like, asshole thief or something, and then I deleted it because I was like, I don't know how he hacked into hers. I was like, I don't need him in my shit. So I just blocked it.
I don't know. I don't know how he did it either, but, like, man.
Honestly, it's kind of sexy. It's a magic in its own. That's a different kind of sliding.
Chef Redon. If you are ever following me on Twitter, you're probably following somebody who's at Chef the Don, who just stole my account and then renamed it and won't give it back to me. And he's super duper aggressive whenever I message him. It's like, I messaged him yesterday to be like, hey, did you recently buy this account from somebody? Because I thought maybe it transferred hands at some point.
Right.
And it just couldn't have been more obvious that
it was him.
It was the same guy who stole it, like who I talked to last week. He was just like, IDGAF, no one asked you. Like, he just doesn't type properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. told me that he hopes, oh God, he's really stupid. He told me that he hopes my grandmother dies. And I was like, joke's on you. She's already dead. And he was like, well, I hope she never comes back. And I was like, thank you.
Me too, motherfucker. Me too, bitch.
I hope she never comes back at this point too.
Wow. What an evil, mean bitch.
Really mean. At Chef the Don, CHEFTHEDON.
Harass him and send you harassments from me because I'm too scared.
If you've ever considered sending me a dick pic, please, please go flood his inbox with dick pics.
Oh, with dick pics, yeah.
Send him everything. I mean,
joke's on you, he's gay.
He loves it. He fucking loves it, man.
He's just fucking looking at all the dick pics and laughing at your dead grandma. Just living his best life.
I can't win. This guy won so hard and it makes me mad.
Oh, that's fucked, dude.
Fuck. And I've been getting like I've barely used Twitter before this, but now I'm like in a Twitter war with him and I've been responding every 2 minutes, responding from all my different accounts. He has a couple different accounts that he's pretending to be different people from, clearly.
Have you looked at his Twitch? Because he might have videos.
I've seen his Twitch. It has like literally no following. But what was funny is that he has a couple accounts that he's pretending to be different people on, and I was about to call him out on it, and then I realized I'm doing the same thing with, like, the Broad Topics account and my account and, like, a bunch of – I'm doing the same thing.
Wait. Did you try to put – what's his name on your Twitter?
Chef the Don.
Did you try to put that in Instagram?
No, I didn't even think about that.
Chef the Don. Let's see. Chef the Don, fewer than 100 posts, but there's a guy who December 25th, 2019 hashtagged Chef the Don on one of his pictures. And this man, shotgun shells.
He lives I see in- him.
You see him?
But also, like, he said Chef the Don on a picture of actual soup. So maybe he was, like, referring to actually being, like, a chef. Or that's like chefing true. At some point. Like maybe right. It has nothing to do. You're maybe right. We shouldn't attack this person.
Get him!
Just in Get case.
Him. He's a father. He looks like a really nice guy, actually.
He looks really nice. I don't think this was him.
Okay. I was gonna say get him.
This kid is like a little thug, honestly. Like he's awful. He's clearly got 8 different accounts and They're interacting with each other. It's driving me crazy.
He's not a good person, Chef the Don. He probably can't even cook well.
No, he ain't no chef.
No, unless he's stirring up trouble.
God damn it.
I hate him.
Oh, fuck. I wish he didn't block me. I want to tweet that at him later. Just start being silly and annoying.
He blocked you. That's so rude. He stole your shit and then he blocked me. Like you were a nuisance.
Like, I'm annoying him now.
How many followers did you have?
I had 2,000.
Oh, yeah. But how many do you have now?
Almost 500. So like,
not bad.
Honestly, I want to thank everybody who like refollowed me. I think recovering 25% in like a week is pretty great. I feel good about it.
You sound like the president giving a speech of like quarantine numbers.
Like, yeah, so everyone's dead, but I feel all right about it because there's a few living people left.
Fuck, dude. Chef the Don got your life fucked up. Damn.
Also, something about like President Trump in crisis mode. Kind of funny. I don't know.
I mean, the way he's been entertaining me. Did you see the lady that admitted that she had a fever during the press conference?
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped back. Did you see that video?
He went, literally vocally went,
And then just walked away on camera from
her. You could hear it from 6 feet off the microphone.
I mean, say what you want about the man. Comedic genius.
He's really.
He went like this. China.
Oh my God. I've been trying to do it all week. I've honestly been saying it to myself all
China.
Week. He went, because it's from China. Because it comes from China.
Because it's from China. Because it's from China.
I saw somebody write that he says the word China like it's written in a different font. I love that description.
Pandemic fun, baby. Pandemic fun.
Yeah, man. Like my doodling fingers are getting calloused the way that they did when I was a child. My doodle fingers, sister. Keep up.
Your doodle fingers getting calloused. Well,
from doodling.
I know, I heard you.
From doodling myself.
That joke will never get old to me.
It's so funny.
It's good every time. It's good every time. It's true art.
Make that a clip, Frances. Use it again.
Wait, I think you can hear my parents fell.
Oh, is there drama happening in your house?
No, they're just loud.
I had some drama this week. I like feel like I shouldn't put it out there, but it's so funny.
Please do.
My dad really wanted to go to the garden store the other day, and my mom was like, they're not going to be open. Go ahead, give it a try. Call them up. And then my dad called them up and found out that they were open. And my mom promptly called the city council to report them.
No, and then your dad got mad.
My dad was mad.
They shouldn't be open. A garden
they shouldn't
store?
Be open. I've
it's
been.
Not essential. I don't know. I was. To tell you.
Yeah, sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
No, I said it's not open. Dunkin' Donuts is open, and I'm like, why?
It's crazy. And I've been like sort of in the middle. I couldn't decide who to side with because, like, on one hand, snitches get stitches, and like you shouldn't snitch. I feel like. Unless somebody murdered somebody, you shouldn't snitch on anyone.
This could be murder.
But at the same time, this could be murder. Like,
no,
could
it's
be.
Not even could. It probably will lead to a murder.
Like, it's like butterfly effect murder.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's crazy that we all just have the power to butterfly effect murder people right now.
Honestly, I was just tweeting that I wish I had some old ass enemies. Because I could really use some revenge.
It's like all you need to do is breathe on somebody's food these days and they're done.
Well, I saw a video of two women that got into an argument and the lady coughed in the other lady's face and then the other lady spit on the other lady. I'm like, oh, our breath is a weapon now.
Wow. Who do you think had the better weapon? Like who brought the knife and who brought the gun? Was it the spit?
I think the spit brought the gun. Well, the cough brought the knife, but the spit had a gun. Because the cough could have gotten on her, but the spit landed directly on her face.
Fuck yes.
And that's what you get, bitch. Don't cough in someone's face.
I feel like I'm never going to get to experience it, but the feeling of landing a mouthful of spit on someone's face must fucking feel so good.
I've never spit at someone's face, but I have. this was a classic I would do when I wanted to spit at someone's face, is I'll spit gum at their shoe.
Oh, I like that.
It's like very disrespectful, but not like a felony or whatever spitting gum is.
Right. Because it's gum. It's like you could be like, I was going to spit it out.
Right off, you know what I mean? And it could be so disrespectful. I love the walk by. And then you spit the gum down at the shoe.
You're really good at disrespectful moves. Like the time I saw you pull glasses off someone and toss them on the ground.
Oh, me?
That was the best move I've ever seen in my life,
best
sister.
Never.
I want more of that in my life. I want more.
Did you blow weed smoke in that girl's face?
Mm-mm. That's good. Oh, I remember that. I do remember that.
Don't fuck with me.
I want more like little ways of disrespecting someone.
I'll
I don't have.
You. I'll write a book.
Write a little
I've been
book.
I'm trying to better myself, anyways.
write a little coffee table book. Yeah.
I'm gonna call it "All of My Revenges."
That's actually really good. Mm-hmm. A little flip through book of like all the different ways you could get revenge on somebody.
Exactly. It's cute.
I really like that. Like fucking dipping their shoes in whatever the tigers eat and then setting them into.
Oh my God.
That scene was fantastic. I hate to bring it back to Tiger King, but yeah. I think it's greatly possible that one of the employees like put fucking shit. Food on his shoes before he went into this fucking cage.
Definitely. Absolutely.
And I love that. I actually really love that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Man. Like, poor tigers. RIP all the fucking euthanized tigers.
RIP to the tigers. RIP to Travis. RIP to Corona victims. RIP to the bitch I pulled the shit off. RIP to anyone I've ever spit my gum at.
RIP Chef the Don.
RIP Chef the Don, you about to die.
Going down.
And I think RIP to the rest of this podcast.
RIP to the rest of this podcast. Also, if anybody is a hacker and can get in contact with me about stealing his Twitch account, let a sister know.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a good thing to put out.
I want his Twitch account. I want it.
Yeah.
I never cross anybody, so nobody has ever crossed me like this in my life.
But we're ready for it. If you can hack accounts, hit us up because we want to hack Chef the Don.
We do.
All right. Well, should we end it here?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Broad Topics. You can follow me on Twitter at Kim Congdon, at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon, on TikTok at Kim Congdon. I just had a TikTok video go viral. Yay. And yeah, that's all I've got going on right now. Alex?
Fair enough. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. And make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com with promo code TOPICS30 for a limited time. You could use promo code TOPICS30 for a 30-day free trial. While you're on quarantine, go watch all of our episodes, all the episodes of every show on the network, and enjoy and stay safe, all that.
And follow me on Venmo at Kim Congdon.
Yeah, do that. Send her some money.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.